Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Chronicle. I'm your host, Karan. All right, so in this episode, I am answering listener questions. So I have a bunch of questions that were sent to me that I will answer, and a lot of them don't have anyone attached to them because they wanted to remain anonymous, but I do have a couple people that, or a couple questions, I should say, that have someone's name attached to it. So yeah, we'll get started then. All right, so we'll just hop right into the questions. So this first question is, what is the biggest lesson you have learned from a relationship? You know, it's a good question. I think the biggest lesson I've learned is that communication is so crucial. It's such a big thing. And if you don't have the communication and you don't have that, and trust as well, that you have to have communication and trust in that relationship for anything to go on. And it's something that those values are those are the values that are really important in our relationship. So I would say those are probably the two biggest things that I've learned from myself in a relationship. What's the biggest turnoff in a relationship? So let's see, for this one, I would say one of my biggest turnoffs is going to be not being close to your family, or at least, I don't want to say not being close to your family, at least having some sort of connection of some sort, because I am very family oriented, and I definitely understand that a lot of people aren't going to have a very good relationship with their family, but I think there should be, or could be, some sort of like respect for each other. I think that's a big thing as well. Yeah. And then that's another big turnoff, lack of respect, for anyone. And not being, what's the word I'm looking for? Not being respectful, I guess, to different cultures, to different, to people that are different than you. So that's a huge turnoff as well. And then not being able to communicate, huge turnoff for me. I would love for you to be able to talk to me about different things, and I would love to be able to have that open communication with whomever I'm dating, or whomever I'm in a relationship with, because it's something that drives, it's communication is something, again, that's something that drives the conversation, drives the conversation, but the relationship, that's what happens. So yeah, I think those are the biggest turnoffs. So lack of respect, communication, and a strong or a family bond or family mutual respect for each other in some way. All right. And if you could be any celebrity, who would you be and why? Whew. I don't know. I really don't know. I think I would want to be someone that is nice, and someone that is, I'm gonna butcher this word, philanthropic. I think that's how you say it. but is a philanthropist, and does give money and does give their time to organizations that they care about. So honestly, whoever does that on a consistent basis, that's the celebrity that I would want to be. I should say the type of celebrity that I would want to be. Okay. This next question is actually from Sierra. Actually, these next two questions are from Sierra. So this first question, she asks, what do you hope to accomplish in the next 5 years? So I really hope to accomplish getting my clinical license in social work. That is like number one on my list. I also want to buy a house within these next 5 years. I want to be able to get either adopt or foster. I want to be able to do things that I haven't been able to do in a long time. One, because of COVID, but also because just the financial piece of things and just not having like the motivation to do it as well. So I would love to be able to travel a little bit more as well in these next 5 years. London, I was supposed to go to Florida in April, but COVID canceled those plans. So I'd love to travel around the United States as well. But yeah, that's going to be some of the things. And hopefully I am in a career that I thoroughly enjoy, or I should say in a position. I enjoy my career as a social worker, in a position that I thoroughly enjoy. That's one thing that I'm really hoping for within the next 5 years. And then her next question was, who is cuter, myself or Sierra? So Sierra, you know, I'm conceited. I'm really not, but I'm going to have to say myself. yeah. Thanks for the question. All right. So then the next question, could you live without the internet? Honestly, probably not. I do not believe I would be able to live without it. That is something that we use every day on a consistent basis. So I think it's going to be something that I would have to get very used to. And it would be hard. I think eventually I would be able to deal with it, because I wouldn't be having it at all. But at first it would be very hard. I like my phone's attached to me, and when I'm on my phone, I'm most likely on the internet. So that would be devastating, actually. I would be super sad if we didn't get the internet anymore. What would your perfect day be? Honestly, at this point, literally just laying in bed and watching TV for hours. That would be the perfect day for me. I would love to just relax and not have anything to worry about. But alas, that does not happen very often. So I do try to give myself some time to relax, but it's normally for like an hour, which can be relaxing, but when you're on the go, most of the time you're like, I just need a whole damn day to relax, honestly. Then let's see. Next question is, what is your favorite hobby? So I have a couple favorite hobbies. I would say crafts and painting are definitely some like two of my most favorite hobbies. Doing this, doing the podcast has actually really helped me out as well. This has brought me to meeting so many different people that I never probably would have even thought to contact for things or even talk to in any way. So it's been really cool to have this experience with people and have this experience with myself, honestly. Like I was actually talking to my friend yesterday, and I was like, I can't believe that I am on this many episodes so far, and I can't believe I did this at all. Like, this was not anything that I thought would actually happen. So that was really interesting, and just sitting and thinking about those things, like, holy crap, you are really doing this, and you're like, you have your voice out there, and your opinions and things like that. And I'm like, oh wow, that's a lot to think about. So that really like that stressed me out a little bit when I thought about that. But yeah, I think that those three things are some of my favorite hobbies. Reading, I really like to read. I have not had the chance to read for pleasure, because of school. I've been reading because I have to read lately. But what I would say is the stuff that I am reading for school is actually pretty exciting. But it's also like I'm forced to do this, so now I have to sit here and read this. But yeah, so okay. I think yeah, I think that's it for the hobbies. Yeah. So let's go to the next question. Do you have or have you ever had any pets? So yes. So currently, I mean, I kind of consider Bo one of my own. Even though he lives with Bridget, I do try to go see him as much as possible. And then we had a dog named Buddy. I was a senior in high school when we got him. And we had him for 5 years. Yeah. Maybe 5.5 years before we had to give him away because I moved here to Pittsburgh. My mom moved down to Texas. And then my sister was on her way to school, on the way to college. And then my brother was also moving down to Texas. So we stayed with my grandmother for a while, but she wasn't able to take care of him because she had a dog of her own as well. So yeah, we had to give him away, which was it was sad, but it was okay. We knew it was gonna happen one day, but yeah, I think it's been nice being able to see other people's animals and seeing what they have and being able to play with them too. I love playing with Bo and Minnie whenever I can go over there. And my mom has a cat now too, so she'll come and just lay on my chest when I'm laying on the couch or something, which is super funny. I never thought I would just allow a cat to just like rub up against me and lay on me, but here we are. But yeah, I think I would love to have my own dog, or it most likely a dog. I would love to have my own dog. But also I'm super busy right now, so a dog is probably not as self-sufficient as a cat would be, or even a goldfish. I could buy a goldfish and be good. So I don't know, maybe I will get myself some fish and that'll be my starter pet for when as me living on my own. But yeah, I do want to eventually get a pet at some point. All right. Let's see. What is the next question? What's your favorite song and why that particular one? Let's see. As of lately, I would say Rain on Me by Ariana Grande and Lady Gaga has been my favorite song. Why? I'm not sure. It's just it has a, such a catchy tune. I just love the song. And the music video is actually pretty cool too. So I really do like I like the overall aesthetic of it as well. But I mean I have so many songs that I just have been playing on repeat in the last like in the last like month or so. That's another one. WAP. Oh my gosh. I don't know why, but that song gets me every time. I like every time it comes on, I have to turn it on and blast it. Again, I think it has a catchy tune, and it wasn't until like 3 or 4 weeks after the video came out that I actually watched it, and I was like, oh shit, okay, yeah, look at that. But no, I love it, honestly. Love the video and the song. Okay. So next question is, what's the first thing you notice about someone? I think the first thing that I normally notice about someone is either their eyes or their smile. That's what like draws me to that person. And if they are smile, well, now is not so much the smile because we can't really see anyone smile anymore with the masks. But so yeah, so actually what draws me, the first thing I notice about someone is most likely their mask. Like if they have something on it, like, oh, that's super cool. Like I just bought a bunch of cloth masks for work, and they have like different sayings and patterns and stuff on it. So like it's actually super cool to see like what other people are doing. Like I went to Giant Eagle, I think it was last Thursday, last Friday, somewhere around there. And these people just like kept staring at me. So I was wearing my Black Lives Matter mask in the store, and they would just kept staring at me as I'm walking through the store, and I'm like, okay, like I get it. What are you staring at? But I get that I'm wearing something that is pretty controversial right now, but you don't have to stare at me. And I was like, this is annoying, but I'm still gonna wear it because I'm making a stand in the otherwise pretty conservative part of my area that I live in. Okay. So yeah, the masks are probably right now one of the first things, but like any other time, it's usually either someone's smile or their eyes is the first thing that I normally will notice about them. The next question, do you have any guilty pleasures? Oh, I have tons of guilty pleasures. I think the main guilty pleasure is binge watching and binge rewatching RuPaul's Drag Race. That's probably one of my biggest guilty pleasures. Let's see. I don't know. It's I think that yeah, we're just gonna go with that one. I do have a lot more, but that one is probably gonna be the most prominent guilty pleasure that I have. What is your favorite holiday? So actually I have two, Thanksgiving and Christmas. I love Thanksgiving, fun, being with family, doing all those things, that we normally do together. The food, which this year is actually going to be the first year since 2018. Yes, 2018 that I will be able to have any Thanksgiving food. So I'm super excited about that. And then Christmas. I also love Christmas because the movies, the decorations, the music, all of that. And then also just being with my family again. Like, I get to, those are the times that I get to have with my family, and know that I can have time with them. So I really do like Thanksgiving and Christmas. Next thing, what's a weird food combination that you really enjoy? So as many people know, I used to work at Wendy's, for like 8 years, and I would dip my, my hamburger, my, French fries, my chicken nuggets, whatever it was, into my vanilla Frosty. It was so good. How I still do like pretzels and ice cream, sugar-free, of course, but I still will like dip my ice cream in pretzel, or excuse me, dip my pretzels in ice cream. So I don't know if anyone else out there has had that, or if it's just me that I'm the weirdo that does that. But yeah, let me know. What are some of your weird food combinations that you like? Let's see. And then the next question is, what are your most important rules when you're going on a date? Thanks for rubbing it in. I haven't been on a date for a long time. The most important rules for me is, one, being respectful, respecting the other person physically, emotionally, whatever the case may be, in all aspects. Also making sure that, for me, I want to make sure that I am a gentleman. I am, doing things to make them feel comfortable and make them feel welcomed. Doesn't matter if it is a terrible date, I still want to make sure that I'm doing my part to show that I'm having some sort of enjoyment out of the date. Let's see, what else? Yeah, and just being you, like, or excuse me, being me. Like, I want to make sure that I'm being my true authentic self, and not saying to the other person like, oh, these are things that I like, that I don't actually like. Like, I've done that before and it does not end well. So I am trying to get away from that aspect as well. But yeah, I think respecting each other, being a gentleman, and just making sure that I'm being myself are some of the rules that I put on myself whenever I do go on a date, which again has not happened in a very long time. Okay. So we'll move on from that one. So, next question is, who are your favorite drag queens? So as a lot of people know, I love drag, and I love RuPaul's Drag Race. And so, let's see. In particular to Drag Race, some of my favorite drag queens are Alyssa Edwards, Monique Hart, Shangela, Chi-Chi Devane, who just passed away. Who else? Bob the Drag Queen, Monet Exchange. There's so many. There's literally 12 seasons of Queens. At least on, and let me back up. There's 12 seasons of Queens on the US version of it. I haven't watched any of the other versions of it, so I can't speak to that. But there are so many that I just can't name all of them here. But then going to the local Queens, there are a couple in Pittsburgh that I really like, and they're really cool to see in person. So one is Lola LaCroix. Awesome shows. Tootsie Snider. Or Snyder? Snyder. Yes. Tootsie Snider. And Alora Chateau. Fantastic. I used to do... before COVID, I would do bingo and trivia at one of the local bars here in Pittsburgh. And both of them, Alora would do bingo and Tootsie would do trivia. And since COVID, they've been doing things on like Instagram Live and stuff like that. But yeah, it was always a good time when we saw that. I did another. Like bingo at another, like drag bingo at another bar, called the Couch Brewery. Actually it was around this time. And the three queens that were there, they did, like a rendition of, Hocus Pocus, which was super cool. So that was nice. But yeah, so those are just a few people here in Pittsburgh, as well as some of the Drag Race people that I really like. Next question is, what is a problem that you are grappling with right now? Currently, I'm grappling with writing this damn paper. That's what the hell I'm grappling with. But no, I think the biggest thing is, I hate to talk about politics too much, but that's the problem that I'm grappling with right now, is not the uncertainty of everything and not knowing what the hell is going to happen. So my encouragement is for everyone to go out and vote, have your voice heard, and let's make some changes, some much needed changes that we have not seen in the last couple of years. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. All right, how's school going? School's actually going pretty well. I'm trying to write this paper. I'm actually recording this as I take a break from writing this damn paper. It's actually going pretty well. I like my classes this quarter. Taking a disaster awareness / recovery awareness class, as well as a class on leadership. And those are like super pertinent. Both of those are super pertinent right now, for different reasons, but they're definitely pertinent to what's going on right now. Last quarter, I actually ended with a 4.0, which was super exciting and super unexpected. I did not expect that to happen, but I am like trying to keep the momentum up and pushing through, because I'm taking two classes a quarter, working two part-time jobs and working a full-time job. And doing the podcast. So I'm trying to I'm trying to get my priorities and get my my time management skills built up again, or continue to build them up, like I said in one of the first episodes. But yeah, school is actually going really well, and I'm super excited to keep going. What has been the best vacations you've gone on so far? So I haven't really gone on too many vacations, but I will say each one of the vacations that I have actually taken has had some sort of impact on me, in a positive way. So like I think I was either a senior in high school or a senior in college, or it was during my gap year, where my family and I, minus my sister, took a trip to Myrtle Beach, which was super fun. I had not been to the beach in a very long time. So that was super, that was a lot of fun. And then last summer, Bridget Gretchen and I went to New Orleans, which I think I talked about that before, but that was so much fun. First time I ever had really been like down south. So that was cool. It's the first time I've ever been in New Orleans in general. So we had such a great time. Everything down there, it was hot as hell, but it was a lot of fun. And we got to actually walk some of the dogs from Villalobos, which is the shelter on pit bulls and parolees. So that was super cool. That was probably one of the best experiences I had. And we were supposed to get the three of us, four of us, Gretchen's friend Gabe was supposed to come as well. We were supposed to go down to Florida for my birthday this year, but that was canceled due to COVID. So yeah, we have credit for it, but who knows with everything going on if we're actually going to be able to even do it again. So I'm hoping to be able to travel a little bit more again, because I want to travel around the country. I want to travel around the world and see different things, because I feel like that's one of the biggest things with getting yourself cultured is learning about new cultures and new things that are happening around, even in the United States. There's always something different happening. So I think that would be super cool. And then the last question that I have is, what's the most recent show you binge watched? Honestly, The Simpsons. Because I'm in school, I haven't had much time to watch TV, so I'll throw The Simpsons on when I'm going to bed, and I'll be able to watch, or it'll technically be watching me whenever I'm waiting for that to, or going for that, I should say. So I would say that's the most recent one. The one that I've actually watched, I would have to say, Dead to Me, the first season of Dead to Me. I binged that, and like, it was like 2 days. But that was probably the most recent show that I actually sat and watched, the whole way through, and just episode after episode, which if you haven't seen it, so good. I need to go back and watch the second season, to see what's going on, but yeah, so good. All right. So that is it for this episode. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for sending in all your questions. That was very fun to answer. You can find me on all the social media, at Twitter and Instagram, The Chronicle. You can also find me at my blog, thechroniclepodcast.blogspot.com. You can find me on Snapchat at CuronSB. And you can also email me at thechronicle.com. excuse me, at chroniclepodcast@gmail.com. I would like to thank you all for listening. Again, thank you for all your support. If you want to be on the show, or if you want to, you have any other questions or anything like that, please let me know. Reach out to me. I'll be glad to have you on or answer any more questions. All right. Thank you. Till next time.